Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Indeed, everyone. This is Parker Pathways on Republic Broadcasting Network, and this is October 8, 2017. This is the second of a three-hour live program on Republic Broadcasting Network. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. And before we get into the callers, I want to finish the thought of my accolades to the Las Vegas people in the town itself, all those people helping and the rest of it. Just about anybody that was anybody was trying to help. And meanwhile, while China was buying up 15% of the United States, I'm going to talk out of school. I only talk about things that are declassified enough to make it work. But I'm just going to give you a little clue, and then I'm going to talk about it later, because we have a caller online. I want to get him on. But I got a wired jaw, right? So the thing, repairing a jaw from, I call it my POW jaw, because that's where I got it. Okay, Uncle Sam comes to me, say, and says, "We understand, Captain, that you know, you can't talk, but we're going to give you diagrams, and if you can nod your head and give us some answers and the thing." You know what the thing was? It was beyond being nod the head. Jaw had to come unlocked to answer some of the questions. You see, China, while they're working on 15% take on, China owns about 45% of America, so you've got 15% is just a drop of the bucket. We call it a pissing contest. But Uncle Sam's saying, look, we know the answers to what's going on with China under the South China Sea. And China's built some hexagonal structures under the sea. It's a complete series of structures that are part of a complex of very interesting kinds of designs of structures of special kinds of weapons. And they want to know my impression and concept of pattern. See, if you have an image or design in terms of structure, everything a human being does, you can tell their personality by their design, by their taste, and their structure. That's a little secret I'll give to you that we were taught before Vice President Dick Cheney shut down the agency. Now, the Chinese have what they call on the undersea weapon. It's called Sasechunjun. Sasechunjun is known as the assassin's mate in English. It's called The Assassin's Mates for a very distinct reason. And that's all I'm going to say right now. These underground and undersea shapes that China has built for the Assassin's Mace is so powerful that it can wipe out Taiwan as an island in 97 seconds and go against Guam the same way that North Korea is challenging as well. And it's really China wanting the oil in the sea, which is the main game. And, of course, that's being supported out the front thing. It's the same thing Ben Nestle did with the water, with chloramine, when I went out and they went to the Wall Street Journal after I was on the second week of RBN 11 years ago. Well, the Chinese are doing the same thing to protect the water in terms of there's a freshwater element that's in the seas, and it's below, and the American Victory Company is doing investments in that, but that is not the reason I'm giving this to you. I'm going to be talking today about the Assassin's Mace. Before I do that, and I had to do that under great stress of working with that, while we listened to the bold BS about the 1.5 degree centigrade goal of climate change, which is nothing more than a farce to control the oil of the world. Wait till you figure out what I'm going to try to tell you. And it all has to do with water. We have Jeff from Idaho, and I appreciate Jeff waiting, but it's necessary, and it's also my honor to have this caller on air. We don't have much time, Jeff, but I've given you some.
Okay, I got to hurry. Can you hear me, Dr. Parker?
I sure can. Thanks for calling.
Yes. Sounds like a hexagonal Tesla transformer to protect the gold statues from when Atlantis collapsed in the South China Sea. All the metric tons of gold from the couple hundred foot statues that James Kenney talks about, or the atmospheric energy from the volcanoes. Okay, Hillary was right, but you were more right. At the end of last week's call, I thought you were joking about not knowing all the angles, and that made me wonder. So that was the hurried work this week. I finished a few weeks ahead of the 100-year anniversary of the Satanism takeover of the world by personhood of the British Empire with the Greek Orthodox destruction of 66 million Christians in Russia. It's not a fantasy. It's an illusion from the I Magi Nation legal system, rainmakers giving an appearance of justice under the color of law with 1863 Lieber Code and martial law rule by the courts being an officer of the court, with an ABA corruption of the common law to internationalism. Sequence 32 in column 3 is the endpoint with 32 octaves. Spy versus spy, sequence 90, column 1, is mtDNA with sequence 270, column 1. Sequence 180, column 1, and sequence 360, column 1, is travel up and down the Autobahn. Each octave at zero crossing is the occult chemistry, Ken dielectric, the soliton work from May 2001 meeting with Bob Mortensen. The toroidal windings in the 7th, 8th, and 9th, and 10th octave compress versus the 1 to 6 octaves, creating tones and overtones. The 9-degree quadrant straddles the zero crossing half of the deceleration and the other half of the acceleration side. This is the lowest metaphysical number and angle worked by torsion and tension. The peak detector is middle count. The other half is finished in the down count sequence. The pulse width modulator has imaginary reflection image of 17.5 bits of dynamic range. The pulse width modulator will fill the empty slots and provide periodically polled writing to the ferritin at the Pentagon and the acoustical grating in the nonlinear media. Okay, so the details of the numbers are probably pretty solid, okay? And that's the universal decade up count, right? And it basically works off of the left and right hand of God, the five sequences, and, you know, the other John song, you know, motions. So I think all that stuff's pretty clear. The zero crossing element is essentially where the cooling wave that that Nikola Tesla was doing when he did absolute zero supercooling, the first one to do it, to find out how the resistance effect was an anomaly and a loss mechanism at liquid helium cooling levels. So 90 degrees traveling down the rare gas path, and at 90 degree tangent, that's your TEM pulse that is probably associated with the biophotons. And when they go from high to low, you get compression, and they're 8 to 8 at the beginning, and when they get to the top, they're 9 to 8. And that's what generates the harmonic tones from 2015, all that work.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's pretty solid. So if you invert the pulse width modulator channels so that it's a mirror image and you fill the zeros, that's essentially the dynamic range in real time. You understand?
Yes.
All right. So so the stuff going on in Las Vegas, I think, is a another 9/11 type false flag, because what's going on in the Middle East and a lot of other things, and you know, the details are coming out faster than probably most people really want to know. So I don't want to, you know, I've only listened to a couple of items because I've been working on this other work for you this week.
Yes, I know.
But, right. So I'm not really worried about any of that stuff. And you know, the loss is tragic, but like last year when we talked about this, the deep state was going to kill 50 to 100 people a day to get their agenda through last year. You know, this is just what the globalism is doing to basically, and that's some of the things I sent you a link last week, wise, that tie in, like Vicki Davis's work. You know, I worked with her in 2012 doing a lot of this stuff, and she's just doing excellent work, and I just heard her recently again. But those are the things you need to tie in if you got time.
Yeah, I've got. And, I think I haven't been able to work it the other way with the because I'll tell you what. You remember when I opened the show last week? I was talking about the Pliocene, you know, in the Palladium and the Strontium era that we're in. And
well, that's what the work was, right? Right.
Yeah, and I received. 4 messages from power players in the government, and they said, "What the hell are you doing telling people about that?" You know, because that gets into really the seventh octave, really. And
well, if you look at those numbers, you can kind of you've got the timing now. You can harmonically lock that, and if you use what the Chinese are doing, you can actually phase synchronize all that stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The thing is that's what I'm going to be getting into today. But the thing that's amazing to me, I go by the little things. You know, there was anything that President Trump says, why all the blacks jump up and the people from the left and the people even from his own party. And, I remember about 2 months ago, Senator McConnell told me that he didn't want infrastructure. He wasn't interested in it. And I said, well, your wife got a position by Trump. She's from that part of the world. She knows better. You know, that's all I said to him. But the thing is, and that's true. It's absolutely true. What happened was, the whole thing comes down to the fact that if they can change, they've upped it 2 years. The United Nations says on Agenda 2030 rather than Agenda 21, are upping it by 2 years. They're speeding up everything. They want to get every, because they see the Russians starting to give their supersonic
yeah, the S-400s went to Saudi Arabia on Thursday. Right.
Yeah, they gave it to the Saudi Arabians, and then they go to the Iran with those new electronic neutron missiles. And the thing is that they want to have religion changed within the 2 years. If you can change the religion and put it forth in a different, you know, in a different manner. And the whole idea here, if you can also work a way to try to alter the what is called the structure of society in such a way where you can eliminate the presidency, and not by killing anybody, but that's not it. It's to change a philosophy by the fact that so the Flint, Michigan mayor wrote a letter to the mayor of Puerto Rico and said, well, I'm just up to it because of the way, you know, Trump is a racist and he's doing the thing. He's not a racist. You know, the thing is, the guy, you know, if you think in terms of she's the one that wouldn't let Trump in when he was running for president to look at the water disposal unit. So, and Trump was on his plane in his primary when he was in, when we were having the Trump interview. So I think is that where you get is a lot of hypocrisy, but with an understanding, yeah, you've heard of devil worship. And you know how that
works. Since the Civil War. That's personhood, right?
You know what I'm saying? And the thing is that, and that's what's going on now. And it's formulating to take science and try to legitimize science in such a way that it comes out to their particular view. And I said, well, I'm going to tell you something. I said, and I really, the best, because I'm going to be coming up talking about this, about China and their electron nuclear mace to destroy most of everything that is, you know, the war zone that is just devastating. See, they don't care if they lose 500,000 people a shot. So, and right. They don't.
Right, that helps them on their population control, yeah.
Yeah, they don't. They really don't. And that's the figure that they're saying. They're saying, well, if we lose 500,000 people in San Francisco, for instance, they always pick on San Francisco because, you know, the North Koreans are all, you know, hyped up about that. But that's child's play compared to what the rest of the world has in mind.
Right.
So what you and I are talking about here is a tentative take, and you take the Flint, Michigan mayor, who is black, the female, and the thing is, and that's important because the females talk to the females. They think they have some secret code that they're always going to help their sisters and the whole thing. They've been talking about that for years. Well, you know, it's like lowering the criminality of passing AIDS when you know your partner's going to die. You know, it's time to get the change. In my opinion, it's time for us to recognize and talk about these things openly a little bit more. Anyone who insults your intelligence where you don't vote on a sanctuary state, and like they do in California, the governor just says, well, this is the legislature, this is what we're going to do. This is the legislature, this is what we want. We want blacks to be exempt from genetic testing and heredity charts because they're being pinpointed for hypertension.
Right.
Think of the logic of that. That's in the labor code, for God's sakes. And the legislature goes with that, thinking that people want that.
Yeah.
Wait till they come after you.
Well, here's the thing, Dr. Parker. The laser-based things for control wiped out Puerto Rico, so the May 1st bankruptcy thing couldn't be taken over. That's the big issue
now. That's $73 billion, I think, something like that.
Right. Disaster capitalism by lasers.
Listen, thank you a lot, Jeff.
Send me some stuff.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Make sure I get the caller in. Mark from Florida. I want to make sure I get you in, Mark, because we have a lot to cover, and I want to make sure I get you on. Thanks for calling Parker.
Thank you, Doctor. Yeah, well, thank you, and I hope this fits in with the health issue. I've learned that the school board in Lee County, Florida, pays for each employee $700 to go to a class. It's called Food for Life, and one of the main things they instruct the people that attend the class is that eggs are linked to stroke, diabetes, heart disease, and cancer, and they're convincing people to eliminate eggs. And I eat eggs every day, and I was wondering your opinion on eggs and the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, if you know about them.
Yeah, I know about them. The thing is that I'm gonna go back on a little history here to help your question. First of all, there's people think that there's an agency or there's some scientists that are in agencies all these years that advise people what would be good for them to eat. And, of course, food is going into the theme of let's get rid of meat because you don't need protein and under a vegan diet, you can get your protein. You just try that, Jocko, and try to figure out that kind of thing on the population. Where are you going to get your folic acid? How are you going to develop your folic acid carotenoid cycle? How are you going to develop the anterior pituitary to be functioning properly? How are you going to get the adrenal gland to develop a cortical system which must go from the anterior pituitary to the adrenal gland for you to even live? Well, all those things that I just said are in eggs. So in other words, let's go back and say it. Well, somebody's telling me that I'm going to get a heart attack if I have eggs. Someone's telling me that I'm going to have erectile dysfunction if I have eggs. Somebody's telling me that if the yolk system is developed in the thing and you do this every day, you're going to have osteomyelitis. You tell that to a man and have him buy that. But if you tell a female that, oh, that's okay, because what we're going to do is take care of your ovary, but the hell with the sperm, you know. And they say, I'm giving the exact sentences the way these government people talk. Now, if you go back in history very quickly and look at the way eggs were laid on the farm, most of them were open range. It went into people were healthy, eggs were the substantial staple. And then when you got the nesting, when I was a kid working on the farm, I wasn't a very strong boy, so they had me do tasks that were light and work it through. I'd carry the milk bucket, I would collect the eggs. I was very good with sheep. We worked the thing, so I'd collect the eggs, but I had to collect them and have them ready for breakfast. So that meant I was 3 to 4 o'clock in the morning, and the egg layer hens were very wise to me, but for some reason they liked me, and so I was able to get the eggs without being pecked. And I always learned a lot from that when I went through physiology. I went to medical school to figure out about the egg. Eggs are the most complete protein in the world, and the whole facet why the hen was always interested in pecking me on my hand to collect the egg. I always thought she didn't want me to collect the egg. The hen was right. But why? Because the hen, when it lays the egg, is not finished. The hen is laying there to increase the temperature of the egg to solidify the calcium in the shell. Just think about that, Mark. Amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So that's where the hormones are. Because that embryonic shell inside that egg has the hormones that you need to eat. Eat your eggs.
Thank you, Doctor.
And I'll see you later. And you call again because we need no more time on the other phrase. And thank you. You eat your eggs.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Where's your pen? Now, I'm going back to what I talked about at the end of the first hour, concepts. Got Uncle Sam asking, what do you think of these designs and the Chinese have in the South China Sea? And, of course, this is the Chinese is called the Assassin's Mace, which is a formation of, this is part of that Gobi Desert experiment, which the public was told about, where they marked out a aircraft carrier Chinese put out in the Gobi Desert. They had a markup of a American aircraft carrier. And they can fire what are really a form of electromagnetic fields greater than Mach 10. They can fire from under the sea the 1,200 miles away from under the sea in the South China Sea and accurately blow up their image of an aircraft carrier that was placed in a mock-up in the Gobi Desert. So these are called the DS-21Ds that China has, and they're always always armed in this undersea city. And, of course, the rest of the information I'm not going to give you because it's not supposed to be given to you. But attack, let's say that the United States, and if you listen to all the people like the Roger Moores of the world, I mean, at first, you know, in the Hollywood thing, all the years I listen to this crap and I think, you know, it's done. See, I'm finished with all of it. I decided a few days ago, the doctors are saying to me, you know, they said, how'd you survive that? You know, and I've given that story before. But when you're in a room and you're recuperating and you're coming in, and in the room is also real world admiral, a couple people from, we have people that are trained that are beyond the Green Berets today. They're in the same room. There's one guy getting his foot worked on, and they're all looking at the screen, see? And at the Las Vegas thing, and the heroism of the people and the rest of it. I mean, I know I keep mentioning on the show, but, anytime, I talk, sing a patriotic song, go into country music, and, of course, all of us are out there, we're scoping this thing out, see? And here by the whole thing, a couple of admirals are talking to me, you know, what do you think of Xi Xiaojian, the Chinese ace of mace, so, you know, assassin's mace? And I look at the admiral and I say, you know, first of all, I want to be like them. And they looked at me, and most of them looked at the screen and says, I want to be like them. You know, in Las Vegas, he says, what are you saying? And I said, I've been helping Uncle Sam for years. I don't have a family. I've lived in thing. I've got aliases that are legal all over the place. I've helped people. I've invented stuff. I got, you know, and they said, but when you get out of here, you'll live a good life, you know, that type of thing. And I said, well, I want to live a good life now, you know. And I just, and on my bucket list, I swear to God, on my bucket list, everybody laughs at my bucket list, but, you know, I want to go back to, you know, I know how to, I'm not like anything like Charlie Daniels. I mean, Charlie Daniels has asked me to, I've interviewed him 2 or 3 times, and, you know, he said, well, I'll show you some fiddle. And I said, well, you don't have to try. I'm just one of your fans, and we're working on the political side, you know. He said, no. He says, I'm now the member of the Grand Ole Opry. He says, I'll bring you right up on stage and teach you right out on stage. That's what Charlie thinks of me. And the thing is, the other people, you know, I said, all I want to do is go to a country music festival and, eat my steak and drink my whiskey and that type of thing, and write my books and have my medical clinic and, you know, grow my own food, you know, and tell everybody the truth. That's all the hell I want. But no, what am I doing? I'm talking about to something they already know. I look at the admirals and the thing and says, and look, you already know that you have smart bullets already. You know, Uncle Sam's got a Mach 710 I know about. You know I know about it. So why are you asking me? And the thing is that can, and these bullets, of course, are missile bullets that can change the magnetic field, you know, in any direction it wants. If the Chinese want to, these are not small-time things you and I are chatting about right now in Parker Pathways, but you ask yourself, what does that have to do with water, see? Well, you have to have the water. That's why Iran wanted the whole thing. See, they wanted they wanted to be able to have the underground labs. Obama had his, you know, lady there from Iran that was always by his side, help, you know, Obama's wife get a job at the hospital for $500,000 a year before he became president. That lady, you know, the Jared lady. But the thing is, and they said, well, that, you know, that was Iran's money. You know, well, that's BS. You know, the Shah put all the money into the Florida, went down to Panama. They all knew it. And, you know, and then they returned the money to Iran in the middle of the night on a plane on wood pallets, all sealed up, you know, in their own currency. Where in the hell would they have that? Well, I know, but I mean, I'm just saying, you know. So you're an average citizen, see, and you're out there in the room, and we're all sitting out there, and we're scoping that. We don't know what the motive is of the Las Vegas scene, you know. But anyone of any military experience knows that anybody that keeps on a slip, the trajectory of a bullet, and how many, you know, that's what the shooter had in Las Vegas, apparently. You know, he had all his logistics working out. That's not done by an amateur, you know. You have to work hard to know that kind of thing. How long do you think China's been working on this to have an underground city of war, to be able to shoot out magnetic missiles? The whole thing, you know, they started way before Clinton's time. Okay, I wasn't going to get into this part, but it leads up to something else. The whole thing comes down to the fact that the fact is that they want to kill us. Doesn't anybody goddamn get that? Excuse me, I'm not supposed to say goddamn. I would might as well say goddamn, because the word God goes out of the FCC rules at the end of the year. Not going to be able to talk about religion or God. That Star Trek Discovery is going to be movie business propaganda that gets people changed. And that's the truth of it. So the thing comes down to the fact, you got all this going on, you see, and we're thinking that the government say, oh, we just don't know what China's going to do. They know what they're going to do in another hour from now. And the whole thing is a big scam to try to get the whole thing connected to climate change. And this became very apparent in a conference that was on August 29th of this year. And I was supposed to be connected by Skype into that, and I did a poster presentation. The title of the conference was that how global conflicts are changing water's value. Now, the idea behind this particular conference is based upon everything I've just told you just now. In other words, the idea of the value of the water. The California is leading the way for the rest of the country. See, the metrics of the death panel are going to be that you pay a tax on yourself. You'll pay a tax on your virtual water. The virtual water that makes your product, that makes you. You'll be paying a tax on the water. Then the idea, and Obama was always in inequality. He was always in the socialist communist theme. So you think, well, the people are disadvantaged, and the people, you know, and the whole thing. And remember, I used to say on air, I say, listen, don't give me this BS. Listen, the people have been sitting on the stoop in Georgetown, and don't tell me you don't know, because I know. Georgetown is, though, you know, it's outside, the Beltway, and in terms, some of those people have been in those subsidized areas for years. And you talk to them about going to school or the work and the thing, they could go into any kind of college they wanted to. Anybody, American Indian, anybody. And they could get scholarships. I knew the time when I was working in the hospital to support myself in medical school. I went to medical classes during the day and I worked in the hospital at night. And to the whole process. But you know why I couldn't get any subsidy except for intellectual subsidies? I had a lot of scholarships. And they were given by private people. I went to Oxford. I went to the place in Canada with Dr. Olds, who discovered stress of the intestine. He discovered that. I have been around, you know, really powerful people of the mind to learn about, particularly at Yale. It's very important. but the government would never give me a dime. And the reason for that, not that I was asking for, it would have been helpful. Those stipends weren't very big, but in those days, $100 or $500 stipend was considered, you know, a big thing. And when I was in medical school, I only got $40 a month, and that, the professor said, well, you've got to learn the value of money. So, you know, $40. Even in the days, in the days of what we call the China hallucinations, in those days, where the Beatles were big, you know, and they had songs that were working through, and that was not much money, you see. There wasn't for, you know, the hospital food and the people, you know. And I played in the band with black people all the time. Went down, finished my thing at 2 o'clock in the morning, played the clarinet during the whole thing. There were never any problems. Some of the greatest musicians out there, this was in San Francisco for a while in the Fillmore District. And the women brought in soul food and, you know, the whole thing. I met some of the most greatest minds in psychiatry were black. You know, that was a big thing in those days. And brilliant people. And now we danced on the table at night and get it, you know. Those days I'll never forget. And it almost brought me to tears when I did give a presentation by poster to this conference on global conflicts are changing the water's value. It was 30 pages. It covered a half of a hallway, and I understand, and it will be printed. Jenny, it'll be printed probably next year. It'll be in one of my books. It'll probably be in one of the New Yorker magazines. So the whole thing, which another thing, that's yeah, just serendipity, by the way. But the whole thing, what I'm trying to communicate, and if I go back to China and the formation of the assassin's mace that China has, that's in their language, you see. One of the things about where the public's going, I'm just going to give you a comparison as to the millennial, okay? Now, if you were to really look at this about water and the millennial, I did a little study which was followed up with a lot of other studies. The kinds of waters that the millennials like. In other words, remember, they only think 4 days ahead, according to some of the studies of psychology on the present recent work. And they're not loyal to jobs because they're out to move along, steal your stuff, and then go somewhere else. Sorry to talk about that way about millennials, but I'm not BSing you. You know, I think I'm trying to tell you the truth because you're facing a bigger issue. You're facing a bigger issue in this country than taking it over. We've already lost America, in my opinion, in many ways. You know, you take the licensing deals that have gone on with the United States and China and the rest of it. You take Exxon Corporation's upstream research company, the Pyongyang Iron and Steel Company. And they made a licensing agreement in an invention called the high manganese steel slurry pipe license and commercialization. Manganese steel, in the terms of the thing, Obama, you know, would have never made that, approved of that. Trump approved that license agreement go through. You take AT&T and Uber Technologies, you have the AT&T's patent sale to Uber. In other words, that's a $73 million license agreement. You have Biogen and the National Institute of Health on the drug Cymbalta, the treatment of the relapsing multiple sclerosis. That happened at the same time that everything else I've talked about on the first hour of Parker Pathways. Then you have Xencor Incorporated and Novartis International, which is a preclinical license for the Alliance of the Immunology of Oncology Compounds. This is where a family of compounds have been developed for for suppression of oncology compounds that are taken the second time. That's one of the future Nobel Prize systems. Now, at the same time that these license agreements, which have occurred in the past, this is October, right? So this would be July of this year. And that's the kind of effort involved. All of those licenses involve water. We come back from the other end of the break. We're going to pick this up a notch about how the millennial lives its day in the midst of innovation of another world day that's going on with China and the United States. Call in number is 800-313-9443.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This Parker Pathways coming into the door here, and you have a concept that water is an art at this moment because they have enhanced waters on the market. They're putting in vitamins and minerals and antioxidants and electrolytes and other ingredients And the reason for that is because the water is contaminated from the end out. So you have a process, and you don't have waters that are really basic in terms of helping your body. And of course, you have the contamination in, within the water disposal unit that they don't want to talk about and don't want to discover to give to you. And so the millennials have selections of waters of which they consider to be good for them. One is the birch tree water. It's claimed that it comes from birch trees from the Ukraine, and it's from the sap of the birch trees, and it's full of micronutrients and amino acids and things that the company feels is in there. And they're operating out of Brooklyn, so they're called the Brooklyn Birch Company. We've put the analysis of all of these waters that I'm going to give you names of, I've placed within the testing labs. So I'll tell you more about them, what I actually think of them. But then you have the oxygen water, and which are called oxygen shots. And it contains an oxygen molecule with O4, not O2. And it's added to the oxygen that stays in the bottle until you drink it. It's pH balanced, and it contains about 1,000 parts per million of bioavailable oxygen for every 20 ounces of the bottle. And the idea here is to improve the stamina. Of course, oxygen with infusion, of course, has always been helpful for the determination of transfer of oxygen to the red cells in hyperbaric chambers. The Russians and Uncle Sam have been using hyperbaric chambers for years. And in fact, we started to, there was a project I was on at one time on hyperbaric infusion of oxygen for cancer patients, which was, I won't talk about that today in terms, but that is a very significant experiment. Michael Jackson, that's where I met Michael Jackson, actually. He was invited to the government complex. We'll continue this on the next live hour of Parker Pathways, which will just be in a few minutes. And I want to make sure that you get the millennial mind and the water, because this all has to do with the education of the decrease of religion, taking of God out of the circumdum linguistics, and the determination of the new nation based on the value of water. We'll see you at the other end of the break on the third live hour of Parker Pathways. Call the number is 800-313-9443.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.